Most recently, I came across this article in NST Online. Foreigners hit Johor property resale wall by New Street Stamps. Under Johor property rules, foreigners can sell their property only to Malaysians where their unit value is below 1 million ringgit. The state housing policy, known generally as the foreign ownership policy for residential properties, allow foreign buyers, including Singaporeans, to purchase residential property priced at 1 million ringgit and above. It was designed to ensure home remain affordable for locals. However, developers can get special approval to sell properties under 1 million ringgit to foreigners if they need to clear unsold stocks. But the foreigners who bought these cheaper properties can only resell them to Malaysians if the value remain under 1 million ringgit. This policy limits the pool of buyers for the foreign owners. Chiu said he did not expect it to be difficult to sell the property. He said many foreign buyers, particularly Singaporeans, has been caught off guard by the policy. Now, let me talk about this rule. Well, it has existed for a very long time. The intention is very simple, to keep the majority of properties affordable for Malaysians, just like our HDB flats. If we look at data from the National Property Information Centre, which is essentially Malaysia equivalent of URA, I filtered out the price range specifically for Johor itself. What we see here is very telling. The bulk of transactions fall within the 100,000 to 600,000 ringgit range. This is a sweet spot for most Malaysian buyers. This means those 1 million ringgit condos are technically out of their reach. Let us look at another data set. Residential transaction volume by property types. The trend is very clear. Most Malaysians in Johor prefer 2 to 3 storey terrace houses. This is followed by single storey terrace homes. This data shows us that demand is heavily skewed towards landed homes itself. Many Malaysians simply cannot or choose not to pay 1 million ringgit or more for the condo, especially when the same budget can get them a freehold terrace house in the suburb. And that's the reality Singaporean buyers need to understand. Here, if you're a Singaporean thinking of buying property in Johor or anywhere else in Malaysia, you need to understand these three realities. First, if your property value fall below 1 million ringgit, you wouldn't be able to sell it to another Singaporeans. Foreigners are generally restricted from buying lower price properties. On top of that, most Singaporeans prefer buying new launch rather than resale unit. So, when you decide to exit, your buyer pool become very limited, mainly Malaysians. And if you are in a position where you need to sell urgently, be prepared. Offer may come in significantly below your expectations. Second, local buying preference matter a lot here. Many Malaysians tend to favor landed homes over strata title condominiums or apartments. This means resale demand for certain type of properties can be quite thin. In some areas, there are also an oversupply issue. As a result, price may stagnate for years. If you are not careful with your entry point, you could be holding onto an asset with little or no capital upside. Thirdly, this is very important for Singaporeans planning ahead. Here, if you intend to sell your current home and buy another HDB flat, whether resale or BTO flat, you must first dispose of any overseas properties. This includes property in Malaysia. The challenge is, if the resale market is weak, you may struggle to sell. And in many cases, owners are forced to accept losses just to exit to buy back a HDB flat in Singapore. Before you commit, do your homework carefully. If you are really keen to own a property in Malaysia, you can explore options under the Malaysia My Second Home program, which may offer a certain advantage depending on your current situation. And here, a simple rule of thumb. Buy where the locals are buying. If you follow this very simple principle, you are far more likely to enjoy both your investment and your retirement, especially if you are considering landed homes in Malaysia. Otherwise, buyers beware.